This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Line, how you break, Angwana? I'm sure usalo ko mereko, but I think your point has been made. Thank you very much, Jeanette, for your call. And again, that's why I'm bringing this side. If it was the other way around, because I know when we talk about weight, people take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the challenge is. And that's why I'm very blunt about it, because I know people are afraid to say it. But let's say it was the opposite. And that's why I said, if it was a man who... Actually, got a six pack, and now unalemukama, and then the woman complained the same way. Would we argue the same thing? Or rata mutwa how the same way?
From tutu to tutuzan.
Temba.
Good morning, Gwen and the family. How are you?
Good. How are you, Temba?
I'm all right, man. I'm easy. I can't complain.
Sure. Great. Always great hearing from you.
It's always good to be here, man.
Mm.
An interesting one.
Mm.
It's a very interesting one. I think there's a few things that we need to note. The first, I mean, the fact that they both met at the gym.
Mm.
You understand? Meaning that in one way or the other, they shared the same interests. They shared the same hobbies. And I mean, as the listener properly alluded,
mm.
They were running together. They were eating healthy together. So, I mean, that change of I'm no longer going to the gym, I'm no longer gymming, I'm probably no longer eating healthy, really changes the dynamics of the relationship. I think we need to be cognizant of that.
Mm. It's not only about the physical appearance.
It's not just only about the physical appearance. It really changes. It's about the shared interest. Well, chances are when they were running together, hiking together, doing marathon together, they were actually also spending, quality time together. So it's not just only about the physical appearance, but it's also probably about the physical, the quality time that they used to spend together that they're no longer spending simply because now they don't have shared interests. Right.
I'm glad you're bringing that, because it could even for him be about that. It's not even about the appearance. It could be about we are no longer sharing the same things together. 0861-987-000. Tweets at PowerFM987 or directly at Marara Moabelo. We'll go through some of your tweets. Temba Tomunduli is our guest. Will be helping us unravel this mystery. It's a heavy issue. But first, let's go to the first lady of Power Up. Hello, Motu.
Morning, Motu.
Okay, Mutwaka.
Okay.
Sharp.
It's tricky.
Mm.
Because going to the gym, there's so much planning that goes into it. It means you're disciplined. It shows that you're determined. It means you're goal-oriented. You know, there's so many things. We don't just go to gym just to collect points. So it's she needs to explain, and they need to have a frank conversation as to what happened. Because as much as I
like Bonolo says that there could be more to it. Because you see, what I found weird is that she immediately after Lobola, he says, that's when.
So clearly, I don't know if maybe marriage to her is a prize, but still, I mean, you don't do it because you want a man or you want marriage. You do it for your own personal and health reasons. So they need to sit down and I'm a calorist. And honestly, if this is not then what he signed up for, it's not what he signed up for too.
Mm.
We can't crucify him because now he wants out. They need to just have a frank conversation. I'm monjour, okay, this is why I stopped going. And Lorna, don't just but to cold takey. 1, 2, 3 days in Yana, and
Eh, Batung, ML Latte.
ML
or eat healthy.
Eat healthy, exercise, come on through. If you don't want to go to the physical gym, then exercise in the house.
And there's a lot of exercise that they can do as a couple.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mutu.
After payment, I don't want to have it.
Thank you, Sarah. Temba, and I think to that point that you were making earlier on that, as couple, you do things together. And maybe this could be more than anything Nicholas's cry out to say, we used to do things together and then we no longer do that same together beyond the appearance that now he doesn't actually, I mean, to be blunt, he doesn't find this woman sexy anymore, attractive anymore, as it were.
Mm. Yeah, no, and I think that's the crux of it, right? And the listeners actually mentioned something important. The caller right now actually to say, you know, he has to approach the conversation differently, because seemingly Nicholas is saying, yeah, when he brings it up, the lady says it's body shaming. Because again, what we need to ask ourselves is, how does he bring it up? I mean, if he's saying, yeah, your body is too big, I no longer like you, then that's actually really body shaming, because it's not constructive. It's not a healthy approach. But I mean, if he approaches it from a conversation of and a place of love and care, and, you know, and you emphasize the fact that, listen, we used to live a healthy life together. We used to have an active lifestyle together that we both shared. And it meant this to me, and it meant this to the relationship. So can you please visit that? Because I think another challenge is, again, Nicholas is not, you know, saying this, but I mean, I would assume that since now they no longer have this common thing that they used to share and enjoy together, then the question is, what is it that they're doing together? Has that been substituted with anything else? You know, and I mean, given the fact that emotions are high, one feels like they are being body shamed. And again, they live together. So how does that look like even in terms of the eating? Because if she's in the house and she's the one cooking, does she now prioritize health, or she just wants to cook whatever that she wants to cook? So really, to be honest, it really changes the dynamics of the relationship. It changes them. It's not just the fact that maybe she's gained weight. It's the fact that a lot of things have also changed ever since then. She's decided not to go to the gym again. But I think it's also important for Nicholas to actually have a conversation with her lady and really find out, because honestly, there could be a lot of things that are involved here. I mean, you don't just change your lifestyle overnight. You don't just, right after being lobolad, then you decide, no, my goal has been met. I'm just going to sit down and do
that. Yeah, you got the prize, Mchana. you got the prize.
But the prize is about to go away, because it's one thing to get the prize. It's another to keep the prize.
That's, so yes.
And at this point in time, I think it's not even about the getting. It's about the keeping, because even the very same guy, Nicholas, is like, I think this is not what I signed up for.
Mm.
So, you know, if Nicholas was the prize, then can we have a conversation about how then do we best keep the prize? And that kind of a conversation is to say, he is not happy about the lifestyle that you're now leading, right?
Mm.
He's not happy about your weight gain. I mean, honestly, and let's be honest, weight gain has got other repercussions as well, health-related issues, right? I mean, we know that as a public health specialist, I know that non-communicable diseases are on the rise. Things like obesity, cardiovascular disease, and stuff like that, they're on the rise. So again, that there's that element of saying, I love you so much, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I want you to live longer. So if you're gaining weight a lot and you're not exercising, not living a healthy life, chances are you're cutting your life short.
Khomotso on Twitter, I think the issue is beyond Boslenda or the outside packaging. In my view, the fit life was part of how they bonded. Absolutely. Their common hobby. It's not like she had a baby or was sick. It's a big thing to change to their dynamic, and continues to say that I'm wondering if their activities were gym, hiking and physical, and that stopped. And what have they been doing apart from living together? How else have they been bonding? Is there a depression issue somewhere? Maybe she has cold feet. Yeah, it could be that she's like, yo, maybe this is not also what I signed up for. Because immediately after Lobola, that for me is the worrying thing. Let's go to Brett. Alida, good morning.
Morning, Abutkwena. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Mm.
Just after Lobola, before the baby, you have gone big. Then what will happen then when you start having babies? It's really, really sad, because we tend to change after giving birth. So if she has changed before, imagine then Nicholas is worried about then what more when she comes pregnant, and then what's going to happen? It's not what I signed up for.
Mm.
Yeah, you see, if it was because of pregnancy, maybe he would actually understand. But if you just let it go out of order and go its own way before the baby, hey, it's a problem.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe it was about the price. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we could release a nice but I know.
Exactly. So you relax. What? Do you have a husband now? Why must you worry?
Yeah, you must keep us. Little now we are the prize, but Alida, thank you so much for hey, we are the prize. Men are the prize, guys. Do please don't get it twisted. Temba. But then again, as we start winding down the conversation, it comes down to that, right? That at the end of the day, conversation, because you said how he raises it also, it's very important to say, yeah. You can't just say, I now give out Ludula is doodle. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. No, you can't say that, because the minute you say that, then it really hampers on her, you know, self-esteem, how she perceives herself, her body image and all of that. So it's really not helping the situation. And I mean, studies have shown that when you do that to someone who is actually, you know, who has gained weight, often than not, then they see losing weight as something that is unachievable.
Mm.
So it does the opposite effect. So they don't see it as something that I can actually go and exercise and eat healthy and actually lose this weight. They feel them, they look at themselves and think, this, I can't attain this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Therefore, they stay there and then they got caught up in that cycle. But I mean, it also affects their self-esteem. And I mean, it goes further than that. You know, it could affect their sex life as well, because what if Umchita is no longer even sexually attracted? So it really is shaking the foundations of the relationship. And I often say that, Gwenda, that the relationships don't often break because of serious things. They actually often break off small things that are not taken serious. You understand?
Mm.
And I think this is one of them where maybe Mtaombe Ududu is not seeing this thing as a serious thing. It's a small thing to her, but it's quite big to Umchita, and it's probably one of the common things whenever they are talking and whenever they are fighting in the relationship. And I think that's where compromise comes in, to say, even if I can't go back with you to the gym and actually exercise and be the gym bunny that I used to be, but what is it that we can do around the house? Or even we can walk together, we can start eating clean in the house. That can actually help you to actually get back into the rhythm of you living a healthy life.
I think she found someone anyway. That is just me. Pastor Days, good morning.
Hi, Gwena.
How are you, Mrut?
I'm great, man. We always considerate of how other people feel and then don't check how do they feel about us.
Mm.
Because I'm listening to the conversation very well. To say, if I say to my spouse, Bona, you are fat, because I'm being sensitive and then I'm breaking her self-esteem. Did she consider the moment she stops to become a GTI and now decided to be a fourth ranger? Does my partner also consider that? Did she also check on those lines as well? Nicholas is simply saying, when I met you, you're my vrupa. Currently, Usoya Traga. To go out shift from that and become to what I would like to have. And I would like to have that. And it's put in that conversation. And why do I still have to have you? Thank you, sir.
Got you, Mruti. Thank you so much. Temba, as we conclude, how then do we approach this? What's the advice to Nicholas? Nicholas says, and he sounds like a man who still wants this relationship, but he basically also is saying that, I can't stay in this relationship because this is not what I signed up for. This is not the package that I had in mind to spend the rest of my life with.
Look, but I think Nicholas has to also understand that the relationship evolves, Gwenda, and priorities change over time. Do you understand? So the decision to call off the wedding is actually a very personal one. And I mean, using it as a threat to her is actually, I think it's a bit extreme, right? Because the relationship as a whole has to be considered. You can't just base your decision to leave this woman that you're falling in love with. Surely there has to be other things, you know, other than, you know, that about her that you love, the issue of weight gain and stuff like that. So you need to be cognizant of that. And I mean, women change. I mean, she can go back now and lose the weight. And then what's going to happen?
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking, Kuri. What if she decides when after you say, Kuri, I'm ending this thing, and then she decides to go back, and then you start regretting it.
And realize you were the problem.
It's like, hey, and maybe that could be it. Temba, we're out of time, but as always, thank you so much for always making time to speak to us. How do we get in touch with you?
Thanks, Gwena, for having me. I am available on social media platforms. The name is Temba Tom Nduli on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram and TikTok, that is. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Temba Tom Nduli. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. The hashtag is Power Up.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.